Welcome back. I am sure you're already gaining so much from this episode of Rapture Watch. Daddy, you were giving us the number seven. You said man counts down, God counts to seven.
Yes, and
you've mentioned seven churches, seven spirits of God, seven golden candlesticks, seven spirits of God.
And now, within the bride assembly here, he gave us another sign of the number seven. And remember that seven is God's number for completion.
Exactly.
You know, because he finished, and on the seventh day he rested. So we have to, you know, see this as serious signs. I didn't take that lightly.
Even the building of the church, the bride assembly,
and then come again to this ministry. That's why I believe this ministry has something to do with preparing the people for homegoing.
But was it prearranged?
No, of course. Well, is it not after it happens that we give the interpretation? Now you will observe that this ministry started and 7 years
after
we moved to this permanent land that we are in now. And when we moved here for 7 years, battle. Within the 7 years we moved in here, and exactly when it was 7 years, the building
was demolished.
The church building was demolished.
2012.
That was 2012. We came in here 2005. We came here December 2005.
Yes, sir.
December 2012. They demolished exactly 7 years.
Yes, sir.
And then we now started reconstructing. And then it took 7 years to build the church again.
That's right.
You see, 7 years of building. It took us 7 years before we found the church. From when we started, 1998, when the church started.
Yes, sir.
To 2005,
when we moved here.
Yes, how many years is that?
That's 7 years.
That's 7 years, correct?
Exactly.
From 2000, the ministry started 1998.
1998, exactly.
7 years after we got this place.
We got this place, exactly.
And then we stayed here 7 years after
it was demolished.
It was demolished. Now the rebuilding again took us 7 years.
7 years.
And in December 2019.
2019, rather.
Exactly 7 years. It was just as we were preparing for the dedication that it occurred to us that it's taking us 7 years. Then we went back. 777. Three is God's number for perfection.
Exactly, sir.
Seven is God's number for completion.
Exactly.
God is speaking to the bride.
Amen.
Somewhere.
Amen.
We are not by accident.
At all.
And that's why the enemy trying to fight this ministry, you are wasting your time. For that word, Rehoboth, came from Isaac in Genesis 26.
Exactly.
He went to dig back the wells
of his father
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
For when the father died, the apostolic fathers died, that the Philistines came and filled all the wells that the father dug with earthly doctrines, with
earth. That's right.
But there is a child of promise.
Hallelujah.
While the children, the concubines, were busy with the gifts, there was an Isaac that went digging them again.
Amen.
He dug the first well. He was fought.
That's right.
That's the first 7 years of this church.
Mm-hmm.
He dug the second one, the second 7 years. They fought it. But the third one now, he named it Rehoboth. Because they did not strive with them again. Now we are permanently in this side. And take note that Solomon's temple
was built with
materials all over the world in 7 years. The bride assembly has members all over the world.
Exactly, sir.
So you have to understand that we are not here on our own. This ministry is a design by God.
The donation never started until Bright TV came up.
Bright TV.
2012.
Exactly.
2013. So Bright TV 2 is actually 7 years.
Bright TV is now 7 years.
Yes.
7, 7, 7, 7. And things began to happen. That makes us know that these are signs to the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I want us to read Luke chapter 21.
Luke chapter 21.
25 to 28.
Luke 21, 25 to 28.
Yes.
And there shall be signs in the sun.
Sign in the suns.
In the moon sun. And in the stars.
Uh-huh.
And upon the earth, distress of nations.
Uh-huh.
with perplexity.
Perplexity, yes.
The sea and the waves roaring.
Yes.
Men's hearts failing them for fear.
Uh-huh.
And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth.
The coronavirus and all that everywhere is shaking. Uh-huh.
For the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
Uh-huh.
And there shall and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory.
Because that is what all this will end up to.
Hmm.
It will culminate into this coming of the Son of Man. Then verse 28, what did he say?
So let me cut it before I read 28. This is not the pillar of cloud that appeared in February.
No, we're talking of the physical coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yes.
And when these things begin to come to pass.
When you begin to see all these things we are talking coming to pass.
Then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth near.
What should you do?
Look up.
Be more heavenly minded. This is the purpose of this Rapture Watch program. He emphasizes again Matthew 24. Verse 32. And verse 33.
Matthew 24, 32, and 33. Now learn a parable of the fig tree.
Yes.
When its branches is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know this, that summer is near.
Uh-huh.
So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things.
All these things we are talking about.
Know that it is near, even at the doors.
What is near? The coming of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Even at the door.
Even at the door, yes, sir.
And 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Read it from verse 3 up to verse 7.
2 Corinthians 4, 3 to 7.
Yes.
But if our gospel be hid.
This thing that we are talking, you are arguing, is hidden from you. This is the only reason.
It is hid to them that are lost.
You are lost forever. Lost forever. You can never be in the rapture because what we are saying is not making sense to you.
In whom the God of this world had blinded their minds.
The God of this world
had blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Yes.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ,
yes,
who is the image of God, should shine upon them.
Go on up to verse 7.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord,
uh-huh,
and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake.
Uh-huh.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
That is what we are doing here.
But we have these treasures in earthen vessels.
These earthen vessels.
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
So it is not our idea.
Hallelujah.
These things that I speak, they are revelations from God to his bride in this end time. So, look up, for all these signs are all around us, pointing that our redemption is nearer than when we began. What are you to do? To give diligence, to make your calling and election sure. He has counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We are now in number 7. It will soon be homegoing time. Shalom.
Wow. Wow. In fact, I need to give an applause to the pastor because this one was different. Hallelujah. I will give glory to the Lord for this understanding that has been opened to us now. If you are following from the very beginning, you discover that the pastor even explained how that nature can teach us scripture. And then he went into how science also teaches scripture. And he has ended it on this very important note. That we take the coming of the Lord very serious. The coming of the Lord is closer than we think, says the scriptures. So whatever you are doing right now, get yourself ready because he is closer than you think. But sir, I would like you to end on this note, please. You seem to see things differently when you look at scripture. One would have looked at the scripture of the growing seed and call it famine. But you saw the rapture in it. What gives this understanding?
Because it's a parable. Every parable needs interpretation. So every proverb needs understanding. Jesus did not come to teach us how to farm. He's not a farmer. He's only using that to make us understand what salvation is all about. And learn to read the scripture in that light. For remember, even the Old Testament is a shadow of things to come. And everything you read, you must read it with the understanding of the divine agenda for salvation. If you don't see salvation in it, if you don't see a program of God in it, go back and read it again. For the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. There is the letter of the scripture and there's the spirit of that scripture. Shalom.
Next rapture watch, we'll take a look at that. God bless you. Shalom.